Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is The Smurfs. Well, Gargamel chases the Smurfs right out of their village and smack dab into our world in the lives of Neil Patrick Harris and Jayma Mays. Now the Smurfs somehow have to defeat Gargamel so they can get back to their own world.
Of all the people on the planet, those magical little creatures came to us.
Let me get this straight. You're being chased by an evil wizard.
Smurf, exactly.
Stop saying Smurf for everything.
Smurfity, Smurf, Smurf, Smurf. There's no call for that kind of language, laddie.
Now, I think I've figured it out. To like this movie, it seems you either have to be a little kid, have little kids, or act like you're a little kid. Other than that, if you aren't in fact a blue Smurf yourself, you're probably going to be a lot like me and be completely bored by the whole thing, and not to mention a little confused. So how is it there are Smurfs at all? There are like 99 boy Smurfs who all have the same Papa Smurf, then there's just one girl Smurf who was created by Gargamel, but she acts like Papa Smurf is her Papa too. So where do all the new Smurfs come from, if you know what I mean? Well, looking past all of that, there is actually one cute character in this, and that's Gargamel's kitty. It would have been a cute movie if it just starred the kitty, but then they stuck all those Smurfs in there, which for me is not Smurferific. So in our movie night traffic light, the Smurfs is a red light. Now onto a movie for us adult types, it's Crazy Stupid Love. Well, Steve Carell and Julianne Moore, well, they're getting divorced and diving into the singer world. Well, Steve gets help from Ryan Gosling, womanizer extraordinaire, but turns out everyone is having love challenges.
You're getting a divorce?
Yeah.
Amy heard you crying in the bathroom. We all thought it was cancer.
Oh.
Thank God, man.
Yeah, that's my relationship.
Hey, ladies man guy, any tips of the trade?
She's your soulmate, right? Go get her back.
Wow, how old are you?
Well, the very best part of this movie is the casting. Let's see, Steve Carell is the lost and out of touch with reality guy, Kevin Bacon is the marriage is irrelevant guy, and Ryan Gosling is the women will do whatever he wants guy. Yeah, he is. Well, anyway, the rest of the cast is great too. Then there's the story, one of those stories where everyone's lives are intertwined or end up affecting one another, which is also the problem with this movie. When you have lots of stuff going on and different stories taking place, it all takes a while. So yes, this movie has a long, slow build, and it is way too long, but actually worth the wait. There are lots of laughs along the way, and some stuff you actually don't see coming. So to do this movie right, bring plenty of snacks to get you through the first half and sit back and enjoy the rest. So in our movie night traffic light, Crazy Stupid Love is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.